This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Turkey's government says its military has struck sites in Iraq and Syria linked to the Kurdish militant group the PKK after blaming it for an attack near Ankara that killed at least five people. A statement from the Ministry of Defence said a total of 32 targets had been destroyed in the ongoing operation. Turkish officials said the attack on Wednesday on a state-owned arms and aerospace company was carried out by two people, a man and a woman, who were killed. The Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerliyaka said that the government would deal with the perpetrators.
We are determined to cut off the breath of those who ambush our national unity, solidarity and brotherhood, whether they are terrorist organisations, criminal organisations or city thugs.
Reports from the United States say the Justice Department has warned the businessman Elon Musk that an offer of prize money that he's making to registered voters may break election law. The offer is only open to voters in the seven swing states, which will likely determine the result of next month's presidential election. David Willis has more details.
Elon Musk promised to pay $1 million a day, every day until the election, to a single random voter. And that raised concerns on the part of Pennsylvania's governor, Josh Shapiro. He's a Democrat. And he questioned the legality of this move. And he's called for law enforcement agencies to investigate. It's illegal in the United States to incentivize voter registration with cash or with prizes.
Police in Ecuador say that two men accused of being leaders of one of the country's main criminal gangs, Los Tiguerones, have been arrested in Spain. They're alleged to have been living in Catalonia with false papers. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
William Alcivar, known as Comandante Willy, and his brother Alex were captured in a joint operation with the Spanish authorities. They were living in a small town west of Barcelona. From Spain, they controlled a gang which was involved in extortion and drug trafficking in Ecuador. Los Tiguerones shocked the country in January when they stormed a television station in the city of Guayaquil during a live broadcast. They held staff hostage for about 20 minutes as the cameras continued to roll before police arrived.
Lebanon's state media say renewed Israeli bombardments of the suburbs of southern Beirut have destroyed a residential complex in the Leilaki district after the Israeli army issued an evacuation warning for the area. Four other rockets hit the Jannah neighbourhood without warning. The Lebanese health ministry says at least one person was killed and four were injured in the strike. World News from the BBC. The United States has warned that North Korean troops will be regarded as legitimate targets if they fight alongside Moscow's forces in Ukraine. Washington says about 3,000 North Korean soldiers have already been sent to Russia for training. But a White House spokesman said it was still wasn't clear whether they would be deployed to the front line. More than 60 Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have urged President Joe Biden to use his leverage with Pakistan to secure the release of political prisoners there, including former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The representatives have also asked that U.S. embassy officials visit Mr. Khan in prison. South Carolina is preparing to erect an official statue honouring an African American for the first time. Robert Smalls, a former slave, helped write the progressive, though short-lived, South Carolina Constitution of 1868 and fought for education for all. Kat Wiener reports.
Robert Smalls spent his life in a struggle for liberation. After escaping slavery during the American Civil War, by donning a Confederate uniform, commandeering a slave owner's ship and sailing himself and a dozen other slaves to freedom, he turned to politics. In the short-lived period of Reconstruction, he served five terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and fought for political rights for black people. He said history had proved African Americans the equal of any people anywhere, adding, "All we need is an equal chance in the battle for life." But in 1895, South Carolina brought in a new constitution that stripped African Americans of the right to vote.
Police in Brazil have arrested 250 Uruguayan football fans accused of vandalising buildings on Rio de Janeiro's seafront. The Peñarol supporters had travelled for the first leg of the Copa Libertadores semi-final against Botafogo later on Wednesday. BBC News.